13 at this time. Madam Clerk, if you would read that for us, please.
Number 13 is from the Director of Audits and Audit titled, New Strategies Are Needed to Revitalize the War Memorial Center and Fulfill Its Dual Mission to Honor Veterans and Promote the Arts.
Removing the recommendation from the audit.
To receive and place on file.
Yes.
Number 14 asks you to hold off doing that, to hear from the other boards, and it would be appropriate for you to take up number 14 in lieu of number 13, and that's what I'm asking.
Okay. Supervisor DeBrun?
On that, and I read that, that's kind of how I read on your resolution, Supervisor, the last lines of the be it resolved, but I guess as I looked at the recommendations in the audit and the and what your resolution was seeking to get, I didn't view them really as in conflict with each other. And
and
I think that's what Mr. Hare was saying briefly before. To me, it seemed like we could adopt the audit and adopt your resolution to have those then added in when they're done. So I guess I'm not seeing it as a conflict to approve both. And I guess I'd ask both of you, Mr. Hare again, as well as you, Supervisor, whether that interpretation couldn't be acceptable.
Yeah. Supervisor Joseph.
Thank you. And I basically agree with what Supervisor Broom just said in respect to some of the other supervisors. We were not going to initially accept the recommendations of the audit, but put forward number 14. I would actually like to move in that direction, but, and Supervisor Mayo may want to weigh in on this, number 14 in a way permits the other boards that are part of the War Memorial Corporation to weigh in first and then bring it back to this board so that we can review all of those recommendations from those boards, and we may actually want to do something a little different than just the recommendations in the audit. I actually think the audit is tremendous. I think the audit department did a very good job of framing the issues that are there, and there are some real concerns that that not only expressed in the audit, but are certainly expressed by the Milwaukee Art Museum, and I don't mean to speak for Dan Keegan, who's here. But this board may want to let those boards weigh in before it moves on the recommendations made in the audit. I think that would be perhaps the respectful way of proceeding, given some of the concerns that some of our colleagues have had with regard to the veterans in the War Memorial Corporation. I certainly wouldn't have a problem with your accepting the recommendations of the audit and also approving number 14. And if Supervisor Mayo wants to weigh in on that piece, that might be appropriate.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo, do you have anything there?
Well, I'm looking at that we are going to look at the audit, but I'm making sure that we are taking care of the War Memorial and the Art Museum. And I would like to have, Mr. Chairman, with your permission, can you have Mr. Drennan and Mr. Keegan come up and discuss how they feel about number 13? I know they support number 14, but I wanted them to know that the audit, we are wanting to take care of
their input on the audit.
Correct.
Okay. Please introduce yourself, gentlemen, and before you leave, if you could fill out a card, I'd appreciate it. Right here.
Dan Keegan, Director of Milwaukee Art Museum.
Dave Brennan, Executive Director of War Memorial Center.
Mr. Chairman, I can say that the Art Museum and the War Memorial right now are really committed to dealing with the issues of the audit. We believe that it's a fair document that will give us a template to go forward and get a strong future for both institutions and the War Memorial Corporation. We've had plenty of meetings. There's a vision committee that's been created. Mr. Keegan and I are committed to working that committee just to keep making recommendations so that we just keep moving forward. Mr. Chairman, I concur with that. I think it's important to recognize that both of these are important. The audit, we think, is critical to reveal those key issues, structural and organizational. We also believe that the resolution that we just approved sheds some light on what we recognized early on as an important part of the process, which is to recognize the unique structure of the War Memorial Corporation with other organizations and boards involved, and that there's no way we can really separate these out and get at the issues and resolve things. And so I think to Supervisor Jerzyk's point, I think it would be good to take care of both of these at once, because I don't see how, practically speaking, as we address the issues, we really are going to be able to separate them. I think we're going to have to be engaged with the various boards. Some of those, the Performing Arts Center, the Terrace, we know are working on their own independent structures. I think that has some ramifications for what we're investigating. So I think to put it together just simply reinforces the need for all of the issues to be taken care of and addressed at once. So from my view, and Mr. Drent may agree with this, it just makes sense to just do it all at once.
Correct. Okay. Supervisor Jerzyk, is there anything you'd like to add?
I mean, if no one is asking that we not do number 13, which, as I understand it, accepts the recommendations of the audit, I have no objection to that. I was basically responding to some of the concerns colleagues had. I do think that we need to do number 14.
We plan to do that.
We will. Okay. Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor DeBruin.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do appreciate not only Supervisor Jerzyk's comments, but both of yours as well, because I sit on the board of the Performing Arts Center, and while they were happy to support the item 14, they didn't feel as that normally they would necessarily feel they needed to weigh in. But now that they're requested to weigh in, they're more than happy to do so. But it helps them to have the audit and know that the audit recommendations were supported by the board or the committees in order to help them weigh in, whereas you folks are more directly involved in some of the more urgent issues and may not need to have that background. So I think it helps everybody to adopt them all concurrently. And the other piece of this, too, I think normally audit, when they do their write-up and audit, they do go to at least, I know they met with you, and there's an opportunity for the audited entity to respond, and this kind of broadens that, and I think that's appropriate in this case. But I also had a little kind of protectiveness to make sure that we don't get in a situation where we're jumping in on that process too much. I want to really respect audit's independence, and I think this also respects that as well. So if we hadn't have adopted the audit recommendations and then just did number 14, I think then I would have been more concerned.
Thank you. Any other further comments? Is Mr. Hare, did you have anything further to add?
I have been convinced from the moment I talked to Supervisor Jerzyk about the resolution that there's nothing inconsistent here. Our recommendation was directed towards the War Memorial Incorporated. These component units are a part of that, but I think there's a subtle but important distinction that she's making in the resolution. She wants those groups to be knowingly involved, fully involved in moving forward. So I think that's an absolutely consistent approach. We advocate for our recommendations, but our ultimate goal is to address the problem. If there's a better way to do it, we're there. And so we're very supportive of 14.
Can I just ask?
Yes, Supervisor Byrne.
So is the, I'm not sure what Parks did on your resolution. Supervisor Mayo moved to concur. Did they adopt?
We're not there.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm asking about. They didn't have 13. I wrote down the Supervisor Mayo on 13 made a motion
14.
To concur.
No, I said we concur with 14.
Okay. Thank you. So is the motion to approve resolution?
Okay. By Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you for clarifying.
Any further comments from Supervisor Jerzyk? Thank you for your input, Supervisor. Madam Clerk, on the approval.
Motion for approval.
Yes.
Supervisors DeBruin.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve, 6-0.
Okay, thank you for the discussion on item 13. Madam Clerk, please.